Tonight's game between the Knox County Eagles and the Scotland County Tigers are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, and SurePro Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, Community Bank of Memphis, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance of Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrien Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, The Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And now to Andy Middleton in Scotland County, Missouri.
Thanks, Hunter, and right you are from Scotland County R1 High School Tiger Gymnasium. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball is on the air. Hi again, everybody. I am Andy Middleton. Gave Dad the night off. Long week last week at the La Plata tournament. Late nights and that sort of thing, so we thought we'd give him a breather, so you get the B team tonight. Scotland County, the ladies and the Knox County Lady Tigers, Knox County Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles come in with a record of 2-16, and they go with Brianna Miller. She's a senior. Savannah Schrag, a junior. Miley Miller, a freshman. Kennedy Parrish, a freshman. And Abby Becker, a junior. Lady Eagles coached by James Bent. And again, six girls all season. It has been a lonely bench. For the Lady Scotland County Lady Tigers, they come in with a record of 8-12, the usual suspects. It's going to be Paige Bishop, a senior. Quinn Hamlin, a sophomore. Brent Aylward, a senior. Abby Doster, a senior. And Carly Smith, a junior. The Lady Tigers, coached by Corey Schultz. Again, they come in with a record of 8-12. We're going to pause for the playing of our national anthem. Of our national anthem. And getting back to this game, Scotland County, the Lady Tigers coming off a week at the Plata tournament. Again, 8-12. Knox County, six girls all season long since the Tri-Rivers Classic. Doesn't seem like that long ago. We were in Queen City at the Tri-Rivers Classic to kick the season off, and here we are, 2 weeks left in the regular season, and then we get into district time. In fact, we've got game Friday, I believe South Shelby at Clark County. Next week, Dad has either two or three games on the schedule, and that's it. Regular season is in the books, and we start district time in Queen City and Monroe City. Four of the Big Five in Queen City, Scotland, Knox, Schuyler, and Putnam, and Clark County will be Class 3A district. Down at Monroe City, and we will bring most, if not all, of our Big Five starting in a couple of weeks when district starts. And now to turn the lights off, we're going to introduce the Lady Tigers, and I'll be back in 1 minute. This is KMEN Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Welcome back. Scotland County on one high school, Tiger Gymnasium. Tip goes up, controlled by Scotland County. Quinn Hamlin with it, top of the key, over to Bishop on the right wing. Try to lob one in for Doster, and too far into the basket, ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Quinn Hamlin. Just the start of this one. Lewis and Clark conference game. And Knox County with it will work against full court pressure. Pressure works. Stolen away by Aylward. And ahead to Bishop, layup up and in. Paige Bishop with her first two of the night. And again, pressure by the Lady Tigers as Schreg with it. Schreg over to Miller. Miller in a double team. Somehow breaks through for Miley Miller. Give and go back to Brianna Miller, and she'll lay it up and in. Tied at two. And Paige Bishop will jog it across the timeline. Glad to have you along tonight. High school basketball on KMEM. Brent Aylward, right wing beyond three, back to Bishop. We'll go left side for Hamlin into the corner for Aylward. Lob it, Doster at the block. Hand off Bishop. And Bishop ran into Becker, lost a handle on it, picked up by Smith, and now whistling a foul. Is going to go against Knox County, Brianna Miller. Check that. Savannah Schreg, her first, team's first. And Lady Tigers ball under their own basket. Inbounded for Hamlin. Hamlin will pop a 10-footer, left it short. Rebound ran down by Bishop. Now she'll back out between the two circles. 2-3 zone defense. Kind of a shifting, well, it's a hybrid zone. It looks like a zone, and then all of a sudden it's man-to-man. Shot goes up, missed it, but rebound to Hamlin. Her putback wouldn't go, and she's fouled. And they're going to call the foul this time on Miley Miller. That's her first, team second. To the free throw line goes Quinn Hamlin. Hard to believe. 2 weeks left of the regular season. We're not that far away from the first baseball game. First free throw up and in for Hamlin, 3-2 Scotland County. Hamlin, free throw up, got them both. 2 points for Hamlin, 4-2, Scotland County with the lead, Knox County with the basketball, as Schreg gets stuck along the baseline, gets it ahead to Miller. Need to get it across the line before they get a 10-second call, and Schreg double-teamed, and they're going to get the 10-second call. That Lady Tiger press can be devastating. 6-10 left to play in the first quarter. 4-2 Scotland County with the basketball is Bishop. Bishop, center circle. Now she'll work to the left side for Aylward. Left wing into the corner, Smith. Back to Aylward. Now Bishop, top of the key. Go the other way for Hamlin. Into the corner, Smith. Back to Hamlin, right wing. Over to Bishop at the free throw line. She'll drive in, put it up off glass. Would not go. Drew the foul. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. As Knox County can ill afford to get anybody in foul trouble, that's two on Schreg. as lonely bench. In fact, quickly off that bench is Briston Miller, as Bishop misses the first one. Two looking for three. Paige Bishop. So Schreck does sit down. And Bishop, free throw up, got it. 3 points for Bishop. 5-2, Lady Tigers by three. Pressure is stolen away by Hamlin. Hamlin at the block of off glass and got it. 4 points for Hamlin. And again, pressure by the Lady Tigers. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll be Knox County's. That was Kennedy Parrish that got tied up. 7-2, Scotland County by five. 5:37 to play in the first quarter. As Becker inbounds it for Miley Miller. Miller trying to avoid the double team, dribbled off her foot, ran it down ahead to Miller, Briston Miller. And ball knocked out of bounds by Doster, stays with Knox County. Brianna Miller to Trigger, inbounded to Briston. Back to Brianna, nope, stolen away by Bryn Aylward. She'll get it for Bishop. We go the other way, Scotland County by five. Bishop across the timeline, left wing for Hamlin. Back to Bishop. Bishop, dribble drive down the right side of the key. Now she'll back out to right wing, lob it in for Doster. Missed the shot, rebound, Abby Becker. Long pass ahead to Kennedy Parrish on the left side. Now top of the key is Miley Miller. Three-pointer left it short. Hamlin with the rebound. Gets it for Bishop. And she'll walk it across the timeline. Left wing for Smith. Bounce pass at the block. Aylward. Her pass tried to get it across to Hamlin. Poked away. Picked up by Parrish. Parrish to the left block. Lost a handle on it. Picked up by Bishop. Now ball loose on the floor. Now Doster with it. Now lost it again, trying to keep from getting tied up, and she walked with it. Tried to avoid the jump ball and scooted the foot. So Knox County's ball under their own basket. Kennedy Parrish to Trigger. Parrish inbound for Miller. Miller left wing, now stolen away by Hamlin. Hamlin at the block, lay it up, missed the layup, and out with the rebound, Brianna Miller. And now a whistle and a timeout. James Dent wants to talk things over. 4:11 to play in the first quarter. Scotland County 7, Knox County 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 in Memphis Tiger Gymnasium. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. We'll come out of the timeout. Knox County with it as Brianna Miller has it poked out of bounds by Quinn Hamlin. They say last touch by Miller. So Lady Tigers with the turnover. Leading by five, inbounded to Bishop. Bishop across the timeline, left wing for Hamlin into the corner. Smith back to Hamlin on the left wing. Between the circles for Bishop, working around for Aylward. Right wing into the corner for Smith. Now Aylward will try a three-pointer, skips across the rim. Hamlin with the rebound, put back, wouldn't go. Now ball loose from the floor, picked up by Bishop. And Bishop will reset with under four to play in the first quarter. Bishop, top of the key, along the baseline. Hamlin, a little scoop up, layup, up and in. 6 points for Hamlin. 9-2 is Scotland County's lead. Kennedy Parrish with the basketball. Now ball stolen away by Doster. Doster head to Bishop. Left hand layup up. Left hand layup in for Paige Bishop. She's got five. as Miller across the timeline. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Carly Smith, her first, team's first. And into the game comes Charlie Holland. And Carly Smith will get a breather. They inbound it to Miller. This is Miley. Ahead for Parrish on the right wing into the corner. Brianna Miller, three-pointer on the way. Missed it. But there for the rebound. Parrish lay it back up and in. 2 points for Kennedy Parrish, 11-4. Scotland County with the lead and the basketball. Bishop ahead to Hamlin on the left wing. Back to Bishop between the circles. Worker to the right side and Holland. And along the baseline, Aylward back to Holland. Top of the key, Bishop. Bishop, jab step in. Now Hamlin left wing beyond three. Back to Bishop. Drove the right side of the key. Missed the shot. And out with the rebounds, Miley Miller. Miller. Cross court for Brianna Miller. Ahead to Briston Miller and through her hands and out of bounds. So three Millers on the floor right now for Knox County. As Paige Bishop walks across the timeline. Holland right wing beyond three back to Bishop. Over to Hamlin on the left side. Takes it right at Abby Becker. Missed the shot and, Quinn comes up. Hobbling just a little bit. Holden rubbing that knee. As they call the foul on Abby Becker, her first, team's fourth, and Hamlin, free throw up, got it. Quinn with seven looking for eight as Doster's going to get a breather. And Emma Harvey comes into the ball game. Hamlin. Missed that one. Harvey with the rebound. Her put back is partially blocked, and Kennedy Parrish out with the rebound for Brianna. And now Miley. If I say first names, they're Miller. Now Brianna on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! 5 points for Brianna Miller. 12-7. Lady Tigers with the lead in the basketball, a 1:46 to play in the first quarter. Ahead to Hamlin, left wing beyond three. Drive in up top for Bishop. Now Aylward on the right wing. Lob it in for Hamlin. She'll back it out and get it back to Aylward. Now Bishop between the circles. Left side for Charlie Holland. Back to Bishop. And now Aylward right wing. Bishop, dribble drive, free throw. Line, put it up, missed it, two hard off the back iron. Holland with the rebound. Hamlin in the paint and hooping the harm. And another foul on Abby Becker. Quinn Hamlin putting together a nice first quarter. She's got nine, a chance for the and one here. Free throw up. Got it. 10 points for Quinn Hamlin. 15-7 is Scotland County's lead. Knox County with the basketball is Miley. And now Brianna ahead to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish back to Brianna at the free throw line, and the paint got it. 7 points for Brianna Miller. And it's 15-9, 1 minute exactly to play in the first quarter. Bishop across the timeline now. Aylward left wing beyond three. Lob it Holland along the baseline. Skip pass to Bishop. And go the other way for Hamlin on the right side. Back to Bishop. Bishop between the center circles. One dribble over to Aylward. Lobbing along the baseline, Holland. She'll put it up from there. Missed it. And out with the rebound is Miley Miller to Brianna. Brianna to the top of the key. Skip pass over to Parrish on the left wing. Give it up Miley. Miley dribble drive, 15-footer up. Left it short. And Briston out with a rebound, but or tapped it, saved it in bounds, but saved it right back out of bounds. Scotland County ball, 23.3 to play in the first quarter. Paige Bishop, nice crowd on hand. As you might imagine, these two long-time opponents of each other, these two schools. As Bishop from the free throw line, got it. Hit every side of the rim and went down. 7 points for Paige Bishop. And that is the end of the first quarter with a score, Scotland County 17, Knox County 9. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Setting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Welcome back to Scotland County R1 in Memphis, Tiger Gymnasium. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight. We start the second quarter, Scotland County with the basketball leading 17-9. As they inbounded aileward, now Bishop skip pass over to Hamlin. Hamlin stutter step. Dribble drive along the baseline, kick it over to Brent Aylward. And now Bishop with it, left wing beyond three to the top of the key, over to Holland on the right side. Back to Bishop, the left side for Aylward. Back to Bishop between the circles, right side for Holland. Top of the key, Bishop. Now Aylward on the left wing. Back to Bishop, trying to crack that Lady Eagle zone. Now Aylward, three-pointer from the left side, left it short. And rebound comes down to Parrish. Outlet to Miley Miller. Miley across to Brianna. Brianna pulls up left wing, guarded by Brent Aylward. Man-to-man defense, Lady Tigers. Now three-pointer Becker on the way as an air ball. Rebounded Brianna Miller. Now Parrish will put up a 15-footer, won't go. And Doster out with a rebound. Outlet to Bishop. And Bishop will walk it across the timeline. Left side for Charlie Holland. Holland skip pass over to Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin dribble drive baseline floater up and in. 12 first half points for Hamlin. And now Schrag with it. Middle of four for Parrish. Back to Schrag. Schrag pulls up right side. Miley Miller. And she walked with it. Did not get the pass out of her hand. Kind of got caught there. And she pulled that pivot foot. 19-9, Scotland County by 10, 6:33 to play in the first half. Head to Aylward, left wing beyond three. At the free throw line, Doster. She'll turn around, put it up from there, and got it. First two for Abby Doster. And it's 21-9. Schrag with the basketball. And now Brianna Miller. Her pass blocked away, picked up by Holland. Holland in the paint, floater up, missed it. And Parrish with a rebound. Outlet to Brianna Miller. Back to Schrag, and Schrag's going to be fouled by Quinn Hamlin. That's her first, just the second team foul for Scotland County in the first half. And I think we're going to have a timeout. We are 6:04 to play in the first half. Scotland County 21, Knox County 9. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 in Memphis Tiger Gymnasium. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. As we come out of the timeout, it's going to be Knox County's basketball still with full court pressure to deal with. From the Lady Tigers, Brianna Miller to inbound. She'll get it in for Schrag. Back to Miller. This is Brianna. Again, three. Well, nope, down there. We're just two Millers on the court. As Schrag had to sit because of picking up two quick fouls. So Bristol Miller back on the bench. And another turnover. as ball goes out of bounds. So Scotland County with it under six to play. Bishop across the timeline. Now Holland, right wing beyond three. Back to Paige Bishop. One dribble in. Over to Carly Smith back in the ball game. Along the baseline for Elward. Back to Smith. Now Bishop top of the key. Across to Holland, right wing beyond three. Back to Paige Bishop. Stutter step, and she'll get it to Charlie Smith. Carly Smith, and her 12-footer won't go down, but rebound ran down by Bishop. 16-footer goes down. 9 points for Paige Bishop. 23-9. Schrag with the basketball for Miller. That's Brianna back to Schrag. Across the timeline for Miller. And Miller will take it right at the left block, lay it up and in. 9 points for Miller. 23-11. A 12-point Lady Tiger lead with the basketball. Charlie Holland, right wing beyond three. Bishop bounce pass Aylward on the left side along the left baseline for Carly Smith. Back to Aylward. Now Bishop from the free throw line. Missed it. And rebound. Goes out of bounds, but a foul on Scotland County. Third team foul. They call that on Abby Doster. That's her first. And Brene Elward's going to get a breather. And Quinn Hamlin came back in the ball game. As Schrag motors across the timeline, and she'll get it out. Parrish along the left baseline. Dribble drive in. Baby hook in the paint. Got it. 4 points for Kennedy Parrish. Knox County starting to try to attack the rim a little bit. 23-13, a 10-point Lady Tiger lead. Quinn Hamlin left wing, Bishop top of the key. Now Holland right side along the baseline, Carly Smith. 10-footer won't go. Doster with a rebound. Her put back wouldn't go. And out with the rebound is Abby Becker. Outlet to Schrag. She'll motor across the timeline and right-hand layup. I missed it. Bishop with a rebound. And Paige Bishop will walk it across the timeline. She'll be met by Savannah Schrag. Now Hamlin left wing along the left baseline for Doster. Skip past Bishop. Bishop dribble drive in. Drop it down for Doster from the left side. Up and in. 4 points for Doster. And stolen away by Holland for Bishop. Left block. Got it. 11 points for Paige Bishop. Long pass over to Kennedy Parrish. Motors across, check that Miley Miller, and she'll put a floater up on the right side and missed it. But a long rebound comes out to Schrag. Her three-pointer won't go, and Doster with a rebound. 3:18 to play in the first half, 27-13 Scotland County. Paige Bishop walks it across the timeline. Bishop and now Hamlin. Back to Bishop, top of the key, left side Smith into the corner. Holland along the baseline, Doster. Back to Bishop. And she'll dump it down, Doster on the right block. Cross the key for Quinn Hamlin, and she'll lay it up and in. 14 first half points for Hamlin. As Miley Miller, now Schrag. Cross the timeline for Brianna Miller into the corner, Parrish. She'll hand off to Schrag. Now Brianna Miller, three-pointer, too hard. Rebound Parrish, and she's going to go right at the bucket and lay it up and in. 6 points for Kennedy Parrish. 29-15. Scotland County's lead is 14 points. Has now ball almost stolen away by Hamlin. Got control of it, and Quinn Hamlin is having some kind of first half. 16 first half points for Hamlin. Schrag and now Miley Miller. Back to Schrag, and she runs into Quinn Hamlin, or Hamlin runs into her. And that's going to be two on Quinn Hamlin, fourth team foul. As Aylward comes back in, Harvey comes back in. Doster and Holland are going to sit down. Inbound it for Schrag. Schrag, floater from the free throw line, got it to go down. That was a huge, huge brick, but she bricked it home. 31-17, under two to play in the first half. Paige Bishop walks it across the timeline. Now Hamlin, left wing beyond three. Hamlin back to Bishop. Bishop, dribble drive to the free throw line, put it up, missed it. And rebound fought for and taken out of there by Miley Miller. Bounce pass Schrag. Here come the Lady Eagles. They've started trying to attack the basket more, and they get a foul from Paige Bishop, her first team's fifth. Knox County's ball under their own basket. Abby Becker to trigger. 1:34 to play in the first half. 31-17, Scotland County. Now Brianna Miller, baseline three, missed it. Brynn Aylward with a rebound. Outlet to Bishop. And she'll walk it across the timeline. Charlie Holland set to check back in. Smith, right wing beyond three, back to Bishop, top of the key. Get it in the paint for Hamlin. Takes it right at Becker, a block by Becker. And she'll get it for Miller. Brianna. Across the timeline, pulls up left wing beyond three. Now ball stolen away by Quinn Hamlin. Quinn Hamlin at the block. Layup up, way up in. 18 for Quinn Hamlin. Miller, they tried to get her in the trap, couldn't get it done, and now Parrish at the block. Three-pointer from Miley Miller. Bullseye! First three of the ball game for Miley Miller. 33-20, Lady Tigers by three, under a minute to play in the first half. Or 13, under a minute to play. Quinn Hamlin, now Bishop. Bishop will dump it down for Aylward. A 10-footer won't go down, left it short. And Brianna Miller out with a rebound. Her outlet pass goes out of bounds. So Scotland County with it, with 26.9 to play in the first half. Paige Bishop to trigger. Bishop in for Aylward, back to Bishop. Dribble drive in, eight-footer up, airballed it. And Brianna Miller runs the rebound down. Miller across the timeline. Brianna Miller in the paint, and she'll be fouled by Emma Harvey, and she'll shoot a pair. On Harvey, that is her first team sixth. Brianna Miller could end the half in double digits. Nine, looking for 10. Free throw up. Missed it. 12.7 to play in the first half. Doster comes back into the ball game. Emma Harvey is going to sit down. Miller, free throw up. Got it. 10 first half for Brianna Miller. 33-21 as Bishop. Under 10 to play. Bishop not in a big hurry. And now she starts to motor in. Now Brynn Aylward, baseline three-pointer. Missed it, but there for the rebound was Holland. Her putback wouldn't go. Ball goes out of bounds, and that is the end of the first half with the score. Scotland County 33, Knox County 21. Back with a half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future. Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Community Bank of Memphis doesn't want you to be a victim of identity theft. Thousands of Americans have their identity stolen every year. It occurs when someone uses personal information like your name, social security number, and debit or credit cards to commit fraud or other crimes. Be sure to report lost or stolen credit cards, checks, and debit cards immediately. Store important papers in one of our safe deposit boxes. Remember, Community Bank of Memphis will never call you to request your account number or access to your computer. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 in Memphis. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. We are at the half, 33-21. Scotland County leading this one by 12. Lady Tigers jumped out 17-9 after one and outscored Knox County 16-12 in the second to lead 33-21 at the half. Knox County led in scoring by Brianna Miller's 10. 6 points from Kennedy Parrish. They got 3 from Miley Miller and 2 from Savannah Schrag. Quinn Hamlin leads all scores, 18 first-half points for Quinn. Paige Bishop with 11 first-half. Abby Doster chipped in 4 for Scotland County. 33-21 at the half. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Missourinet News, I'm Anthony Morabith. Congresswoman Cori Bush is hoping President Biden addresses public safety in tonight's State of the Union address and brought Michael Brown Sr. along as her guest for the event.
Our goal must not be to hold police accountable, but to end police brutality and save lives. Holding them accountable is not enough. It is my hope to hear him speak to the additional actions needed in order to support the well-being of the people of St. Louis and this country.
She plans on reintroducing legislation, one of which was named after Michael Brown, providing mental health care for those affected by police violence. President Biden's administration is moving to end the coronavirus emergency in early May, bringing to an end several moves to deal with the pandemic that began nearly 3 years ago. Mosaic Life Care is Northwest Missouri's largest hospital. CEO Mike Poor.
I mean, it's sort of like the flu now. We don't tell a lot of difference. There's not a much trends that we've seen.
This is Missourinet News.
If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health, suicide, or substance use crisis, call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, trained crisis specialists will listen to your concerns, provide support, and get you the help you need. There is hope. The Lifeline works. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988. A message from the Missouri Department of Mental Health.
Now may be a good time to have an important conversation with your child. 86% of parents talk with their children about personal boundaries.
My body is my own.
For tips and resources on how to make the most of these conversations with your child, visit somethingweagreeon.org. That's somethingweagreeon.org. Everyday conversations help prevent child sexual abuse. This message brought to you by the Children's Trust Fund.
Welcome back. Scotland County Owen High School in Memphis, Tiger Gym. We're at half of the girls, the first game of the night, first game of the doubleheader, the Lady Tigers, Lady Eagles. 33-21 is Scotland County's lead. Still have the boys coming up after this one, Scotland County Tigers, Knox County Eagles. As we are, the season is winding down. 2 weeks of the regular season left. Another game this week, a pair of games this week. That'll be at Kahokomo for South Shelby and Clark County. And I'm not sure on the schedule next week, but two or three games on the schedule next week, and that's the end of the regular season. We'll get set for districts. Scotland, Schuyler, Knox, and Putnam in the district, 2A district at Queen City. And Clark County, I believe, in the 3A at Monroe City. And we will, thanks to streaming, we probably will bring every single game to you when districts get here. But that's still, like I said, a couple weeks away, but it just doesn't seem like that long ago. We were in Queen City for the Tri Rivers Classic to kick the season off, and here we are into February and the season winding down. We're at the half, Scotland County 33, Knox County 21. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Corbin Blessing, and on behalf of the Scotland County Arlen School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cargo Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cardwell Lumber has available. Cardwell Lumber, quality that keeps staying through three generations.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we pass on the nickels and dimes. We don't charge our customers for services they should expect from a community bank. Unlimited free debit card use, free PIN changes, free phone transfers, free mobile banking, free online banking and bill pay. Plus, stop in and ask us about our free checking account that includes unlimited check writing, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Scotland County R1 in Memphis. Tiger Gymnasium and Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri, and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. I am Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight. As, again, the season is winding down. We start the third quarter of Scotland County with a lead, 33-21. And waiting for the Lady Tiger cheerleaders to get off the floor. And there they go. All right. Knox County will have the ball to start in the second half, trailing by 12, 33-21. Lady Eagles trying to pick up their third win of the season. Scotland County, their ninth. As with the basketball, Brianna Miller, left wing beyond three. Now she'll take it to the top of the key, to the free throw line, into the corner for Miller, Miley Miller. And now Becker back to Schrag, top of the key. She'll go to Parrish. Parrish to the top of the key. Parrish along the key. Kick it over Becker. Baseline three. Left it short. And rebound taken out of there by Quinn Hamlin. Lady Tigers want to run. Now Quinn's going to slow them down. And she'll give it up Bishop. Bishop over to Hamlin on the right side, right wing for Aylward. Back to Hamlin. 18 first-half points for Quinn Hamlin. And now Doster in the paint over to Smith. Hamlin right wing. Ball fake Bishop. And now Brent Aylward, left base there, left wing three, left it short. Right there for the rebound was Bishop, and she dumps it down to Doster, and Doster finishes. 6 points for Abby Doster. Pressure by Scotland County. Schrag ahead to Miley Miller, back to Schrag. Schrag across the timeline to the top of the key to the free throw line. Too hard is her shot off the back glass. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. So Brent Aylward to inbound it. In for Bishop. And Paige will walk it across the timeline. So on that kind of shifting 2-3 zone defense is Aylward, and along the baseline, Smith back to Aylward. And a word across to Bishop. Ball fake now between the two circles for Smith. Left wing beyond three. Back to Bishop. Bishop between the circles. It's everybody set now. Aylward, or Hamlin, now Aylward. Carly Smith along the baseline for Doster. Back out to Aylward. Top of the key, Hamlin. Aylward along the baseline. Smith put it up, hit the backboard. And taken out of there by Savannah Schrag. Across to Miley Miller. Now Miley across the timeline. Give it up, Brianna Miller, left wing beyond three, guarded by Carly Smith. Ball fake, and now she'll put it on the deck to the top of the key for the Becker right wing for Schrag in the corner. Schrag guarded there by Quinn Hamlin, and running 10-footer won't go down. Doster out with a rebound. Hand off to Bishop. Under six to play in the third quarter. As Brent Aylward, right wing beyond three, back to Bishop, to Smith along the baseline. Now Bishop, three-pointer on the way, left it short, and high for the rebound, Kennedy Parrish. She'll give it up to Schrag. Schrag across the timeline. Now Brianna Miller to the top of the key. Miller, three-pointer on the way, bullseye! Nothing but the bottom of the net for Brianna Miller. She's got 13 and an 11-point Scotland County lead with a basketball. Aylward right wing, Bishop. And now Hamlin will try a three-pointer. And missed it. Carly Smith with the rebound. Her putback won't go. And Abby Becker out with the rebound. Looks for an outlet. Has Brianna Miller. Now Schrag with it. Knox County the other way, trailing by 11, 4:52 to play in the third quarter. Brianna Miller left wing beyond three. Now she'll put it on the deck. Bounce pass at the free throw line for Parrish. Over to Becker. Three-pointer on the way. Left it short. But Parrish with a rebound, and she was too far into the basket, but bailed out by a foul, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The foul was on Bryn Aylward. That's her first, team's first of the second half. Parrish with two free throws, makes the first one. She's got seven. And a 10-point Lady Tiger lead. We could cut it to single digits with a free throw here. Seven looking for eight. Free throw up. Got it. 8 points for Kennedy Parrish. And a 9-point Lady Tiger lead with the basketball and 4:37 to play in the third. Paige Bishop across the timeline for Aylward. And now Corey Schultz wants to talk about some things. Timeout on the floor, 4:33 to play in the third. Scotland County up by nine. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Welcome back, Scotland County R1, Tiger Gymnasium. As we come out of the timeout, Lady Tigers with it. Bishop will dump it down. Doster right block, put it up and in. I think every point Abby Doster has tonight, or every basket Abby Doster or Paige Bishop has the assist. And now a steal by Quinn Hamlin for Bishop. Bishop in the paint, floated down to Hamlin, lay it up, missed the bunny. Schrag off of the rebound. In a double team. Now bounce pass stolen away by Aylward in the paint. Left it short. Got her own rebound. Put it up and in. First two of the night for Bryn. Inbounded for Miley Miller. Back to Brianna Miller. For Schrag. Schrag motors across the timeline. Guarded by Bryn Aylward. Schrag over to Miley Miller. Three-pointer on the way. Left it short. High for the rebound is Bishop. And she will bring it up for Scotland County. 39-26. Lady Tigers back to a 13-point lead, 3:35 to play in the third. Bishop for Aylward on the right side. Back to Bishop. Now left wing for Smith. Along the baseline, Aylward back to Smith. Now Paige Bishop, top of the key, over to Hamlin. Right side for Brent Aylward, right baseline, Smith. In the paint, Doster lay it up and in. This time, Carly Smith with the assist. 10 points for Doster. Long pass ahead, Parrish along the baseline, put it up and in. 10 points for Kennedy Parrish, 41-28, under three to play in the third. Bishop walks it across the timeline. Hamlin on the right side for Aylward, right wing. Back to Bishop, top of the key. Go left side for Smith. Now left wing, Hamlin. Back to Bishop, top of the key. Bishop dribble drive in the paint, and she walked with it. Tried to suck the defense in so she could drop that ball down to Doster and end up walking with it. Carly Smith sits down. Charlie Holland comes in. They get it for Miley Miller across the timeline. Miller poked away from her, out of bounds, stays with Knox County. So Kennedy Parrish will inbound it. Parrish looking, now passing for Schreg, and she's going to be fouled on her shot by Charlie Holland. Her first, team second, and for the free throw line goes Savannah Schreg. Schreg with two, looking for three. Free throw up. Got it. Could make it an 11-point game with a free throw here. Three, looking for four now. Free throw up. Missed it. And now with a rebound, Abby Doster. Outlet for Bishop. And Bishop will walk it across the timeline. As Holland, left wing beyond three, up top for Hamlin. Hamlin drive to the free throw line, put it up from there, missed it. And rebound, knocked around, goes out of bounds, last touch by Doster. The inbound for Schreg. Now Miller, now Miley Miller, back to Schreg. Schreg across the timeline, takes it right at Doster. No, give it to Parrish from the left side. Missed the shot, and out with a rebound, Paige Bishop. Scotland County the other way, under two to play in the third. 41-29, the Lady Tigers lead. Bishop, now Hamlin working the backcourt. Back to Bishop. One dribble in, bounce pass for Aylward on the left side, left baseline, Holland. Back to Aylward, left wing. Top of the key, Bishop. Go the other way for Hamlin. Back to Bishop. And now left wing for Aylward along the baseline, Holland for Doster in the paint. Now Hamlin from the block, turn around, miss the shot. Holland had the rebound, taken away by Parrish. She'll get it for Schreg. Knox County the other way, trailing by 12. As Miley Miller from the free throw line airballed it, and ball saved in bounds right to Holland. She'll get an outlet to Bishop. Long pass ahead to Doster, and Doster wasn't paying any attention, had her back to her. I saw what Paige was trying to do there. Everybody was just kind of taking their time getting back and thought she could take advantage of that, and probably she could have, but Doster wasn't ready for it. But now a turnover by the Lady Eagles. Ball thrown out of bounds. As we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout with 1 minute exactly to play in the third. Scotland County 41, Knox County 29. Back in 1 minute, this is KMEM Sports.
In 2016, in the midst of a combative presidential election, a dangerous militia group was forming in a small city in Kansas. And they had a dangerous mission. They were plotting an attack, one that could have killed hundreds if it hadn't been stopped. I'm Dick Lear. I'm a journalist who dug deep to figure out how this attack was thwarted. And it led me to one man, Dan Day.
I truly believe that God put me there at the right time.
He became an informant for the FBI and risked everything to do what he thought was right.
Ask yourself, would you be willing to do what he did?
Truth and Lies, The Informant, a five-part series from ABC Audio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 in Memphis as we come out of the timeout. Lady Tigers with it. Hamlin now Bishop in the center circle. For Aylward, right wing beyond three. Back to Bishop over to Hamlin on the left wing. Holland along the left baseline. Free throw line for Doster. Now Bishop from the right side. The right free throw line. Trying to get it to Hamlin. Luckily, she was missed Hamlin. She was backed up by Aylward. So Bishop to the top of the key. Into the corner. Quinn Hamlin, three-pointer along the baseline, missed it. Aylward with a rebound. Up top for Bishop. Dribble drive in, floater in the paint, missed it. And Doster with a rebound, her put back, missed it. Blew the bunny, another rebound by Brent Aylward. As Bishop with it, 13 seconds to play in the third. Poked away from Bishop, picked up by Parrish. And a foul's going to be on Paige Bishop. That's her second, team's fourth. And Knox County will get it. With 9.6 to play in the third. Five offensive rebounds that trip down. Lady Tigers just could not get it to go. Ahead to Becker. A block for a Parrish. And ball's going to go out of bounds. 0.6 to play. Scotland County's basketball. Charlie Holland to inbound it. She'll get it in. For Paige Bishop, full court heave will not go, and that's how we end the third quarter. Scotland County 41, Knox County 29. Back with the fourth quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
Welcome back, Scotland County R1 in Memphis Tiger Gym. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM in Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight. Start the fourth quarter, Lady Tigers with the basketball. Hamlin, now Bishop on the right side, right wing for Holland. And her tried to skip past, stolen away by Schrag. Schrag motors across the timeline. Just about carried the basketball. Now Brianna Miller and Miley Miller on the left wing beyond three. Give it up, Schrag on the left side. Guarded by Quinn Hamlin. Now her pass stolen away by Paige Bishop. And Bishop will bring it up. Pass ahead to Hamlin, left wing. Now Brent Aylward. Back to Hamlin. Cross to Bishop on the right side. Skip pass Aylward. Try to give and go to Hamlin. Hamlin double-teamed at the block. Loose ball picked up by Paige Bishop. And she'll lob it for Hamlin at the left block. Her shot rejected. Loose ball picked up by Parrish, and now Miley Miller ahead to Brianna Miller. Miller between the two circles. Brianna now Becker along the right baseline. Looks for help, has Miley Miller. And now Schrag, dribble drive, kick it out to Parrish, three-pointer from the right baseline, missed it, and fight for the rebound, goes out of bounds, last touch by Becker. So Scotland County with it, 41-29, right where we were. Both teams scored eight apiece in the third, so we didn't gain anything as far as it was a 12-point lead at the half. It's still a 12-point lead for Scotland County. Doster at the free throw line. Give it to Hamlin. Hamlin, layup up and in, and that's Quinn Hamlin's first points of the second half. She's got 20. 43-29. Pressure, now steal by Hamlin. Left-hand layup, up, missed it. Hit every side of the rim and would not go down, and then almost stolen away by Hamlin. And she goes flying out of bounds. And I thought maybe she hit her head on the wall, but she's okay. Knox County the other way. And they get it to Schrag. She motors across the timeline, left block, give it up Parrish. And Parrish is going to be fouled by Charlie Holland, I believe. It's Carly Smith gets set to check back in. That's four team fouls. And no, that's they call that on Quinn Hamlin. Now timeout on the floor with 6:08 to play in the ball game. Scotland County 43, Scotland County 29. Back in 1 minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
Welcome back. Scotland County Owen High School in Memphis Tiger Gym. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. We've still got the boys coming up, the Eagles and Tigers, after this game. We come out of the timeout, Knox County with the basketball. And they'll have, well, at their own end of the court, they get it inbound to Schrag. Back to Parrish. Schrag, give and go. Left-hand layup up and in. Savannah Schrag has 5. 43-31, 12-point Scotland County lead. Ahead to Aylward on the left wing. For Bishop, go right side for Holland. Back to Bishop. And now just about threw it past Carly Smith. Tracked down by Aylward. Now Holland, dribble in, give it back to Bishop. Dribble drive in, floater underneath for Carly Smith. Missed the bunny from the left side. And now on the rebound, a whistle and a foul is going to go against Aylward. Her second, team sixth. And Knox County without a foul in the half so far. We had 5:31 to play. As Miley Miller, now Brianna Miller. Schrag, back to Miller. That's Brianna. Now Miley with it across the timeline. Back to Brianna. Now Schrag, right wing three. Missed it. And out with the rebound is Paige Bishop. Bishop will be picked up by Schrag as she crosses the timeline. It's like a little box and one. As Bishop, now they go back into the more shifting zone. Harvey back in the ball game. She gets at the free throw line. Now deep three-pointer. Paige Bishop missed it. And out with the rebound, Abby Becker. Outlet to Brianna Miller. Lady Eagles the other way, trailing by 12, under 5 to play. As Brianna Miller give it to Parrish along the baseline. She'll get it back to Miller. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And out with the rebound, Emma Harvey. And off to Paige Bishop. And Bishop across the timeline for Holland. And now Aylward giving go to Holland. Her shot wouldn't go. And rebound taken out of there by Brianna Miller. Get it to Schrag. Schrag across the timeline to the top of the key. Jump stop at the free throw line. Got it. 7 points for Savannah Schrag. It's a 10-point Lady Tiger lead. Coming down to 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Holland, now Bishop. Bounce pass Smith, left wing beyond three, back to Bishop. Dribble drive to the free throw line, give it up Holland. She'll drive in, kick it out Aylward. Back to Bishop, top of the key. And she'll back it out as Holland now left wing beyond three, back to Bishop, over to Aylward on the right side. For Smith, along the right baseline, back to Aylward. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! 5 points for Brent Aylward. And now timeout on the floor. Timeout with 3:38 to play in the ball game. Scotland County by 13. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1, Tiger Jim. As we come out of the timeout, Knox County with the basketball, trailing by 13, 46-33. Pressure by Scotland County, Brianna Miller, and now Schreg. Back to Miller. And ahead to Miley Miller. And they get it across the timeline, Brianna Miller. And she's going to take it right at Doster. Layup up, wouldn't go. Becker with a rebound, looks for help, has Parrish. And now Miley Miller for Schreg. Schreg, give it up for Parrish. Over to Brianna Miller, three-pointer on the way, skipped it across the rim. But Becker with a rebound, her putback wouldn't go. But there for the rebound is Kennedy Parrish, her put back up and in. 46-35, Lady Tigers by 11, under 3 to play. As Bishop across the timeline and walked with it. Miley Miller was in her shorts and caused the turnover. Inbound for Schreg. Pressure by Scotland County. Schreg across the timeline, guarded by Hamlin. Schreg, floater from the right side of the key, missed it, and Hamlin out of there with a rebound. Looks for now what has Bishop. Scotland County looking for their ninth win of the season. As Bishop for Doster at the free throw line. Doster, one dribble, dump it down Hamlin from the left side, shot blocked by Miley Miller. But a whistle and a foul is going to send Quinn Hamlin to the free throw line. Quinn at 18 first half points, sitting at 20 right now. And that's the first team foul for the Lady Eagles in the second half as Miley Miller picks up her second. Quinn Hamlin's free throw up, missed the first one. Hamlin, second free throw up, missed them both, but Brent Aylward with the rebound. Get it out to Bishop on the left wing. Bishop will drive in, dump it down for Doster from the right side, too hard off the glass, and Abby Becker out with the rebound. Outlet to Brianna Miller. Miller across the timeline, goes right at Brent Aylward. Now Kennedy Parrish on the left wing for Schreg at the top of the key. Schreg. Her pass almost stolen away, picked up by Miller, and now got it out to Miley, got it out to Brianna, and tried to get it back to Miley, wasn't looking, and Quinn Hamlin steals it away. Under two to play, Doster for Hamlin from the left side. Left block, missed the shot, Becker out with a rebound. Get it to Brianna Miller, head to Schreg. Schreg to the top of the key, out to Miley Miller. Three-pointer on the way, left it short. Becker had the rebound, now tied up by Bishop. Bishop falls down. Possession arrow is Knox County's. So Lady Eagles with it under their own basket, trailing by 11. 46-35, a minute 23 to play. Miley Miller lost the handle on the basketball. Picked up by Doster. Lady Tigers with numbers. Bishop in the paint. Layup from the right side. Up and in. 13 points for Paige Bishop. A 13-point Lady Tiger lead. A minute 7 to play. Brianna Miller, left block, out to Schrag on the left wing. Schrag to the free throw line and put up the shot, missed it. And Savannah Schrag will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The foul was on Paige Bishop. That's her third, team sixth. And Savannah Schrag with seven looking for eight. Free throw up. Got it. 8 points for Savannah Schrag, and we're going to have a timeout with 101 to play in the ball game. Scotland County 48, Knox County 36. Back in 1 minute, this is KMEM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 in Memphis. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. As with a 12-point lead to Bucko 1 to go, Corey Schultz has cleared his bench. Lily Frederick in the ball game. Piper Thompson in the ball game. Charlie Holland comes back in the ball game. Keely Brown in the ball game. And as Schrag missed them both, or missed the second one, 21. Oh, that's Fontana Wells in the ball game. And buckets made. I was looking down. Kennedy Parrish with 14 points. As Piper Thompson passed to her, goes poked out of bounds. Last touch by Brianna Miller. So Piper Thompson will inbound it. Lady Eagles go man-to-man. Inbound it for Holland. And now Lily Frederick with it in the backcourt for Holland. Holland, dribble drive in, and she'll lay it up. Missed the shot. Now with the rebound, Abby Becker. 24 seconds to play. Now Miley Miller, long pass ahead to Schrag along the baseline. A six-footer won't go down. Charlie Holland out with the rebound. Holland, still with a dribble. Now Frederick. And now Thompson, top of the key. Wells, her shot wouldn't go. And rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Keely Brown. And that is the end of the ball game with your final score, Scotland County 48, Knox County 38. And I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Every week, go inside the stories of your favorite Disney songs with host Leah DeLeon Hayes.
Today, we're sailing to the island of Montanui to dive into the Disney hit song, How Far I'll Go, from Moana.
We'll also hear from the filmmakers, actors, and composers who brought the songs to life.
I remember pitching Bruno, this is a chance for a group number.
Check out the Disney Hits Podcast, the happiest music podcast on earth, wherever you stream podcasts.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Ah, wintertime in Missouri. Shorts one day, park is the next. Well, when it's a park a day, Memphis Lumber Company has the things you need to keep your home nice and cozy. Owens Corning Insulation, Larson Storm Doors, blow-in insulation for your attic, steel insulated entry doors. Even if you just want to put plastic over your windows, we have that too. On a shorts day, we have a complete line of lumber, building products, and Valspar paint to handle your outdoor projects. That's Memphis Lumber Company, 114 West Monroe in Memphis. See you soon.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
Welcome back. Scotland County on one in Memphis. One game in the books. It was Scotland County, the Lady Tigers, winning their ninth game of the season, beating Knox County 48-38. Scotland County improves to 9-12. Knox County drops to 2-17. Scoring went like this. Scotland County jumped down 17-9 after one. It was fairly close the rest of the way. Scotland County outscored Knox County 16-12 in the second. Led 33-21 at the half. Both teams scored 8 in the third. It was 41-29 after three. Knox County outscored Scotland County 9-7 in the fourth. It was not enough. Scotland County wins at 48-38. Knox County led in scoring by Kennedy Parrish with 14. Brianna Miller had 13. They got 8 from Savannah Schrag, Miley Miller with 3. Scotland County led by Quinn Hamlin, led all scores with 20 points, 18 of those in the first half. Paige Bishop with 13, 10 from Abby Doster. Brent Aylward chipped in 5 for Scotland County. Again, 9-12 on the season. So it is the boys' turn. We'll send it back to Hunter for about 5 minutes, and we'll come back for Scotland County Tiger, Knox County Eagle basketball. Again, about 5 minutes from now, stick around. This is KMEM Sports.